Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Full Coverage.
Back again.
You got Manny and Laura here with episode number 7.
Oh my God, episode number 7. Wow. Sailing through these epis.
Life goes by so fast.
It goes by fast when you're a bunch of fools.
That's right.
Covering things.
That's right.
I love saying that. I don't know why. I love to say it in the beginning. I'm like, we're just fools covering things.
It's her slogan.
It's our baby slogan. I love to have a slogan though.
I know.
I'm a slogan kind of girl.
I know. But so Manny, first we'd like to start off talking about our week a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, or should we tell them what the episode is?
You guys, we're just starting on the podcast world. So we thought it'd be kind of fun to do almost like a rapid fire round of a podcast episode where we talk about a couple things that have been going on in like the social media /
world.
Traditional media space. Mm-hmm. And so today we wanted to talk about the Shiloh Walker ex, the McBroom situation. That was like, we have to talk about it because it was something that we don't want to say much.
I was like, don't. We both watched the video on our own terms that she posted on her channel.
Yes.
And we have not spoken about what we feel about that
Laura
video.
Laura literally was like, don't talk to me yet.
I was like, don't talk to me because I have a lot that I want to say. And if I say it to you now, I won't repeat.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
100%.
So
that's one of them. We want to talk about some Miss Soyla 69.
Soyla 69.
The song that took the internet by storm.
It trended on Twitter for days.
Days. Jenny 69 wasn't playing.
She broke the internet Soyla with her song.
Soyla ching on the riverside.
I can never You're like, what sing the fuck that is fast. That? But honestly, well, I don't want to tell you anything.
No, we're not saying anything.
I'll just pause there.
That's kind of what we're going to be talking about. And also about Kylie Swim.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on Kylie Swim.
I mean, you literally did a review based off of Kylie Swim stuff.
I did a full review on my channel on it. So, but Manny also has heard. It's controversial, I mean, at this point.
It's definitely a mess is what it seems like. Yeah. So I figured that's what our main topic is going to be about today. We're just going to kind of hit a couple different things this week. It's like a rapid fire.
It's a rapid. Rapid fire episode.
I love it. But how was your week?
How was my week?
That's the real tea.
It was pretty good. So this week we actually filmed a podcast episode with Wild Till 9. Laura DIY and Jeremy invited me and Manny onto their podcast. Now Manny had filmed with them before. And I had always wanted to, but I'm definitely never the bitch. I wish I was more this bitch, but I'm just not the bitch to ever reach out. Like,
hey, you want to collab?
Yeah. Like, I figure if they want me, then they'll ask me, but I shouldn't be that way. I should be
because
like,
what if they're thinking the same exact thing?
Exactly.
I'm the exact same way.
I don't want to get my feelings hurt.
And I also don't want them to think that I'm like trying to come up to them and like ask for clout. And like, I'm like, I want to do a collab with you. Like, I don't want
that. Dude, one time I was a smaller YouTuber and I had there was another YouTuber about the same size as me. Maybe she was just a hair bigger, but we were both smaller, like a smaller YouTuber. So I can't remember my subscriber count. Honestly, it could have been really short. I can't remember, but I knew I was small. So I reached out and I asked her to collab. And at that point, it's just shout out for shout out.
Yes.
You're not actually collabing. You're just literally. And she never wrote me back or anything. She just left me ghosted me. And I was like, that's fine. I didn't think anything of it because sometimes maybe that's the best way to do it if you really don't want to. And you're just kind of like, I'm just not going to answer her. I'm going to ignore it, which sucks. But it was fine. My feelings honestly weren't hurt. But then my friend who was friends with Mutually between us told me that that girl called her and was like, ew, oh my God, Laura Lee asked me to collab with her. Ha ha ha. I would never film a video with her.
No.
Yes.
Are you and fucking I'm kidding me right now?
I'm telling you, it ruined the experience for me because I was like, now I'm too scared to ask anybody.
I'm right there with you because of my scandal 2018. People were being like, man, he's a social climber. And so now I'm like,
oh,
petrified.
My God, I kind of forgot. Asking,
no, literally. And now I'm petrified because a lot of the times I had done those collabs back in the day, I was asked.
Yeah.
But because I was the smaller creator,
right,
I looked like I was the one social climbing.
Right.
But I'm not the type of person that asks in general. I just don't like to ask. So now I'm even more petrified of asking because I'm like, why do I want people to think like I'm coming across like I'm trying to gain from you?
I'm scared that people are just literally going to act like that girl did and like reject me by making fun of me in a way. Just and I'm like, bitch, I ain't even been in a scandal yet. How you gonna say you love me?
This is years and years and years ago.
Wait till after 2018, then that is acceptable.
Then it's fine.
Then you can shit on me. I won't care. But anyway, so
it was really, honestly, you guys, it was really fun getting to do the podcast with Jeremy and Lauren. Like I've known them for so long, like I love them. So I was really, really stoked that we got to do it together to kind of promote like full coverage on Wild Till 9.
And I had never met Jeremy, but I had met Lauren, but we had never really got to know each other. We just run into each other at different events that had happened in LA. So I actually got to meet her and I've been a big fan of her for a long time. I watched her vlog channel more than anything.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with both of them. They're the sweetest, best people.
They're amazing.
Huge personalities, great sense of humor. Loved it.
I'm excited to have him on our podcast.
You guys,
too.
They're coming to our podcast.
Yeah.
Towards the end of October.
Mm-hmm. So just stay tuned for that. We're going to actually have him back onto full coverage and we're going to have a Wild Till 9 on full coverage moment.
And the feedback on that episode is so good.
It's so good. We were like, are they going to like it?
I'm always nervous whenever I'm stepping in front of a new audience. Like if it's a beauty person that I'm collabing with, I'm like, whatever, these people know me. But then Lauren's audience is a little different than ours. So I was a little nervous, but oh my God, they're amazing.
They're so sweet. Honestly, they're so freaking incredible. Like I was reading the comments on the YouTube, like on the YouTube version of it. And I was like blown away with how sweet everyone's
being. I felt like I was on cloud nine. Like I was getting so happy reading the comments.
I know, I was too. It was really, really, really cute.
So how was your, oh, by the way, we have a Nudie Patootie launch.
Period.
Today. Stuff that we have launched new fall pieces on Nudie Patootie.
Oh, I love it.
Shop nudiepatootie.com. NudiePatootie.
Oh, you're spelling. Laura, I was literally like, what are you? Are you okay?
I hope they zoomed in on your face at that moment.
I was literally like,
she's N-U-D-I. Speaking. You thought I was speaking another language.
No, that was
you?
You were speaking like ka-ra-ka-ka-ka to me.
I was just rattling it off.
Yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, well, that was good. Nudie, Nudie.
I tried. Yeah, because people spell it Nood.
Of course.
Oh, like they spell it more that way than they did Nu, like nude, like the color nude.
Got it. Well, it's also like full coverage being spelled FOOL.
Yeah,
it's like it's just like a different kind of version of a spelling moment.
I feel like that would be naughty though if you spelled it Noodie. That's naughty patootie.
Oh, naughty, yeah. Naughty patootie.
So, how was your week, Manuel?
My week was really, really good, actually. So, for me, I had a launch. I did the Moonspell launch, which was fantastic.
So
Moonspell 2. I loved it. It was so fantastic.
I'm wearing
it
on my eyes today.
I know, and you look so cute.
I'm obsessed, guys.
No, you look amazing with it. But honestly, I was super, super excited. It went really, really well. I mean, it was like a really big stressor for me.
Yeah.
Because of how all the port situation was happening, but it went really well. And I did want to actually update full coverage, the fools that are listening.
Yes.
That I'm actually no longer talking to the guy I was talking to like a few weeks back when I was talking about like, oh, going on dates and things are going well. We ended up stopped talking.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
am I allowed to ask why or should I just let it be? Why?
No, yeah. No, so I think we were going into different trajectories with our lives.
Yeah.
Because he was a lot younger than I am currently. He was like 6 years younger than me, which is like, okay, like age is but a number. I believe that wholeheartedly, but I think we were just at different spots in our life, you know? Right. And so he was like, he had just moved out to LA. He was like, you know, finding himself and all that kind of stuff. And so he still is doing that. And I wish him truly the best. And mm-hmm. I like really love that for him to just figure out what he wants to do and continue to do that. But I think there was just like certain things here and there. I finally had a conversation. I was like, yo, after date number three, I'm like, where do we like see this going? Like, mm-hmm. what's the tea? What's happening? What's going on? And so we kind of had that conversation and I was like, you know, I think that we're on different paths right now.
Okay.
And it was like a very happy ending. Like it was fine. Good. He texted me the other day. He was like, oh, what's a good lip balm? And I was like, oh yeah, this is the one.
So you guys can kind of remain framed just because exactly. You didn't get too deep.
I didn't get too deep.
Crazy.
Exactly. So I feel like I am okay. Like I didn't fall too hard.
Good.
Yet. I wasn't
well,
at that
good,
point yet.
It could have happened.
And then I would have been fucking devastated, obviously.
Right. Exactly.
But we didn't get to that point.
But maybe if you're devastated, it's not always bad. You know what I mean? It's like totally. a life experience. But I'm sad to hear it, but I'm excited for the next.
I know you are.
I am excited and waiting.
I'm going to continue to try. See, the thing is for me, I go in like ebbs and flows when it comes
to
dating.
You do.
Like I'll try to do a couple dating different guys like for like a moment. And then if none of them work out, I'm like, okay, I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, because I feel like almost like get like drained from it. And I almost like feel like bummed about the experience. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to keep trying like back to back to back to back. I was like, let me just like take a step back and then like go into it again, like a little bit in a couple months and then be like, okay, let me try again.
I feel like that's very reasonable.
You know?
Yeah. That's probably how I would handle it too. I can't say, but.
I mean, I was like, y'all's been together for a long time.
102 years.
Yes, over 10 years. So there's that. But yeah, I'm kind of bummed about it. But I think that it was like the best thing for honestly both of us. Cause I want him to thrive in his way. I don't want to hold him back from anything.
Right. I agree. You know what I mean? I would say my biggest like red flag, which I would never tell my friends red flags unless I think they're like insane, but I would be the age difference. But yeah. At the same time, age is just a number, but I would say just like genuinely the first off, I was like, oh, well that's kind of a red flag, but I really didn't think anything much else. But
yeah.
Sometimes the age can be so different and it really not matter at all. So that's like in those situations, I would never like tell you that's a red flag to me. Because
totally.
I'm like not gonna try to be that person that's like trying to keep you safe all the time and comfortable all the time. Like go spread your wings and make
and
mistakes
try.
And try. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Unless like it was like, oh, I definitely saw him like with another person or something like, I don't know, something
absolutely.
Crazy.
No, something
I would
that
tell
was
you.
Like wild.
But like anything other than that, like go spread your wings and date around.
Absolutely. And I think that when it comes to like the age thing and just in general, it's like, I think that it's great. Like just age is but a number again. And I think that it really works out when like you have the same kind of mindset mm-hmm. on both people and you guys are kind of on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And I think that's when it works great because it's like, oh, well, age literally just is a number. We're both on our like own paths right now. And we're both like doing our thing, kind of grinding, but we know we're like in it together. But whereas if it's not that same thing, you can be two people being 30 years old. And if mm-hmm. you're not on the same thing, it's like not going to work.
Oh my
you can
God,
be the same fucking
exactly.
age, same birthday.
Exactly.
And it's not going to work because you're not on the same kind of like, the math
and you
method.
And you like already experience fully the whole like fresh new to LA mm-hmm. like working on your career in LA like
yes.
you did all
the grind.
You did the whole grind uh-huh. I've already done the whole grind. It is some of the best years of your life that you'll never want to relive.
100%. We've already done it.
We did it.
We've been there and we're grateful for it because we're here now. But like, baby, I don't want it back.
And we ain't going back.
But you guys also, by the way, on this episode, like, can we just talk about our first motherfucking sponsorship?
We got our first sponsor,
guys. We got our first fucking sponsor. We just blew out their microphones. So we actually got a brand deal today with Manscaped.
Hey.
A ball trimmer.
We are so, I am way too excited about this.
I'm like ball trimmer, a labia trimmer.
We love it. Grooming.
Labias get trimmed, right? Or is that not a thing?
I don't think like the labia gets trimmed
okay.
per se,
the
but
skin around
the
it.
Cooch area, pubic hair.
Right. And just in general.
Just in general. Yeah. So
I don't really know much about it.
I wonder why.
So I don't really exactly know what's. I just know the parts because I did anatomy and stuff like that. So I know.
I don't even probably know all the parts.
Labia majora, minora.
See, I don't even know all that. I just know there's a lot going on down there.
It's just
all the time.
There's a lot happening.
It's a lot.
It's a lot happening
going on.
Yeah, but I'm excited.
Should we take a break?
Yes. So let's go in. We're gonna take a quick little break, you guys, and we're gonna go in with our main topics.
Ooh, we'll see you right after this. Ugh. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Okay, so now we're back.
We're back in the browser field. Hey!
Back in the browser field. Hey! So we're actually back now with our permanent part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Why did I say it like that? I don't know. But basically, it's the main segment.
Whatever.
I don't know why I said it like that, but that's what I fucking said. And so I figured we should definitely talk about Shiloh Walker versus the McBrooms first.
I want to talk about that first as well.
Because it's just like the most intense thing.
First of all, I think her video, she uploaded it. So I think she started
a brand new channel.
Mm-hmm. Go you, Shyla.
Not the LNS channel. It's her own channel.
Yep. And she has 4.7 million views on the video in just a short six days. She's got 350,000 subscribers. My friend is starting over.
I love it. I love that for her. So for those who do not know, so Shiloh Walker is technically now the ex of Landon McBroom, who is part of the McBroom clan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Austin McBroom's brother. And, you know, I feel like the McBrooms are just a topic on Full Coverage sometimes here and there.
I'm sick of them.
I am too. Overall, I'm just tired of them.
I'm tired.
Girl. You guys, the situation. So she uploaded a video. And it was basically like her recollection of what was like going on in their relationship at the end of the relationship, and kind of just talking about like what went down for her. Mind you, this is for us, like this is alleged. Like we don't know technically like what happened to her. This is her account. This is her story. But we can't just be like, oh, it's fact. Like it's alleged.
Yeah.
For us, you know.
But I mean, she did have a lot of proof in there.
But she had a lot of proof.
She did. She had a lot of proof too.
But I'm just covering Full Coverage's ass. And we're not getting sued by no one. But you know, there was a lot of moments in there that were just really, really alarming. And she talked about how the end of her relationship was and how tumultuous it really, really got.
Yeah.
And it was sad.
It was shocking to me, honestly. And at some point through the video, I found myself getting like really angry because the story is so dirty and just so wrong. And you just basically see this girl fighting for her life and her child. And she just can't win because of the manipulation of Landon McBroom and his mother.
This is the part like that was starting to get like, this is crazy. Like when they started like to going into the whole idea of like the account stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this got dark.
Well, one, I expect nothing less.
I mean, at this point, like from all the things that we have heard from the McBrooms.
This sounds right.
This part hitting us on like from left field about Landon and his mom. I was like, and, I'm not surprised.
And just how involved the mother is in all of it and the manipulation and all of it makes so much sense to me.
So you guys, the video is literally like 50 minutes long. And me and Laura watched it from start to finish.
I encourage you guys to watch it. Seriously. Put it on double speed. Watch it. Hear this woman out. And it is a shocking, very sad story. And I think a lot of women who are in toxic relationships will watch this video and it will give them a lot of strength.
Honestly, like watching the video and watching her, like I just feel like I just saw like a strong woman. Like that's literally what exuded.
She's really brave for telling her truth and telling what happened to her in that video because of what that family has threatened her of. And like what, I mean, just showing how far they will go to hurt someone. It is dangerous. It's to the point where it's straight up dangerous. I worry for her life and for her to still stand up and speak out and not just like hide away from them. I think she's so freaking brave for posting the video and she is so empowering and like so many women going through, I'm sure, a similar situation with a toxic asshole narcissist. This is going to empower them and give them that push that they need.
You guys, there's so many moments in the video. Like, me and Laura didn't, like, take notes on the video. Like, we watched it, and we just wanted to, like, really take it in and like, talk about it ourselves. But, like, there were so many moments in the video that were just truly so shockingly alarming. Like, for example, there was this one moment where, let's say, like, so Shyla let Landon borrow money, you know, because she's like, okay, well, I need, like, she's still my baby's daddy.
She supported the relationship, the entire relationship. Landon never worked, and she also supported his career in boxing. She paid for everything working, and the only thing Landon did is appear on the Family Channel.
Yes. I mean, and there was moments literally where, like, he wasn't, like, even there for, like, their daughter's birth.
He had never changed a hasn't ever changed a freaking diaper of their daughter.
Like, it's like, it's like almost like, it's almost like it's not real. Like, it just doesn't, it feels like we're in the Twilight Zone with the situation. But there was this moment, so she had lent them money because it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna get money back from this fight that I do. Remember we talked about the fight?
Well, he tells her.
It's like, well, there's gonna be a fight that happens. I'm gonna get the money back and I'm gonna pay you back. And she's like, okay, I need this money. I need to buy a house. I need to, you know, I have businesses that I run. She needs the money back. You know, but she wanted to like not be, you know, she wanted to make sure that her baby had like stuff too for like for
this
on
was
his
at
side.
The point that they were broken up though, right? So during the relationship she lent him this money and a little bit after she did both and then she wanted her money that was promised back to her back.
Yes, so that's kind of basically what it was. Like, I want my money back, and he's like, okay, and he keeps like basically postponing it, and finally the point snaps where she was here, she hears him on the phone with his mom.
Yeah, she comes home, she comes to their house. She can hear him. He never talks on the cell phone. He only texts us, and she can hear him on the phone talking to his mom.
No, opposite. It's so she always hears him.
Oh yeah,
they always
talk
on the phone.
You're right.
And they never text. But she saw that she was texting her a ton, and she's like, "This is kind of strange." So she overheard her basically yelling about
Shyla.
Like she was yelling about her.
Landon's mom and Landon
are like on the phone, and she's yelling about Shyla. And Shyla's like, this is weird. Like her radar is going off at this point, right? So she's like, okay, I'm gonna go through his phone. I'm gonna look through his phone. So the next day she's looking through his phone and she's like kind of locked in her car. She's like, I'm looking through his phone, and she sees text messages from him and his mom that she is literally in, the mom is in Shyla's bank accounts. Seeing the money that she has and seeing a way to take more money out of her account.
So not only are they not working on a plan to not pay her back any of the money, they're trying to figure out how to steal the rest of her money from her while Landon's still somewhat close to Shyla, regardless of them being broken up. Now that I'm talking about, this is his mother.
This is his mom.
And him working on this plan together.
It's literally like, and she sees the text, it's like proof messages, and like she literally shows a video clip. She's like, I just saw your, like she has proof. Like she has proof of these things happening to her. And so basically she was like, we need to have a meeting. You know, we have to have a family meeting. Let's talk about this. Like Shyla and her mom, Landon and his mom, they're like, okay, let's all get together. Like, let's talk about this. Cause finally, like, Landon's mom was like, okay, we're going to pay you back. Like, let's do meet.
Girl, first of all, well, I will say this.
Guys,
there are a lot of times in the, while she's telling her story, you're like, no, no, girl, don't
believe him. But don't believe him. Don't do it.
Yeah. But it's different when you're in that toxic relationship mm-hmm. with someone who is like actually a narcissist, because they can manipulate you for years in different little ways. Mm-hmm. So your thinking isn't as logical and as clear as you think it would be as someone who has no emotional connection. So we have no emotional connection. Right. So when I'm watching it, I'm going, no, 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 girl. No, no,
like,
no.
Red flag.
And she keeps on kind of walking in, but it's different when you're in that relationship. You're so manipulated.
Hindsight's 2020. Yeah. And I know, like, looking back, she obviously made this video. She realized what had happened to her.
Yeah.
And so they go to this meeting, and they this family meeting, and it's Shyla and Shyla's mom, and it's Landon and his mom. And they're talking, and she's, and basically Landon's mom's like, we're not getting your money back.
Yeah.
She basically straight up told her, she's like, you're not getting it back. And it's when hearing Shyla talking about it and saying how Landon was sitting back smiling and smirking,
he,
like,
that was funny.
Ha ha, like, we, like, win mm-hmm. was like the most disgusting thing to me, in my opinion. I believe, like, I personally believe Shyla.
Yeah.
Like, in this story, like, I know it's all, like, you know, technically it's alleged, but I personally, me and Laura, we believe her.
Watching the video, I've been around guys like this. I know guys like this. Textbook, toxic narcissist, they'll eat you alive out there. If you're not a narcissist and really to get ready to get on their level, those type of people will eat you alive if you don't get away from them. Mm-hmm. She wasn't a dark person. She wasn't a narcissist. She's not toxic. She wasn't willing to get on his level and fight that fight. Mm-hmm. He ate her alive.
Right. And like that's just genuinely what happened. And, you know, there were so many different moments in the video too that just like were heartbreaking. And like even after she left that meeting, she shows a video of her in the car with Soul mm-hmm. and she's crying and she's like, we just, like, I don't know what to do, and I just left the house, and like I'm scared that they're gonna take my baby away.
They did take her baby away at one point.
This part, see, that's the part, like, yeah, that got me like the most, like that part, like the money, obviously everything's terrible, but like when, like, the roommate or whatever, the guy Rob uh-huh. is like holding the baby and like
stole
gonna run
her
away
baby
with her
and try to drive off with the baby just to torment
this
her
part, I can't, like,
because
I can't.
Landon wouldn't even know what to do with the baby once he got it.
Literally,
like, what are you, oh, so now you're gonna take care, like, girl,
come on, like, you don't know what you're gonna do.
He,
you haven't changed diaper.
He wants to hurt her that bad that
he
he's
wants
willing
the control.
To steal a child mm-hmm. have his friend steal the child. He's, oh, I want to say how I really feel, but just know I'm holding back right now.
Yeah, we're you know, we're,
it makes me so irate and so angry just watching a woman experience this, the power he had over her and what he did with that power.
It's sick is what it is. It's actually really sick.
It's sick.
And like hearing her like the only way like that situation stopped was because she got on the phone with police. She's like, I'm on the phone with police right now, like, give her back to me now. Or like the police are on their way, you know? And like technically, like, that's, the police wouldn't have came.
So the police had told her on the phone, she called the police and was like, hey, they're stealing my baby. I need the police to come out here and arrest mm-hmm. them, get my baby back. Yeah. They're kidnapping. Mm-hmm. And the police then, she explained the situation further and they said, that's not actually kidnapping.
Yeah.
We can't come out there. But she didn't have the police on speakerphone, so they didn't know that the police was telling her they're not coming. Yeah. So she told them, the police are on their way. If you give me the baby back, I'll tell them not to come. I feel like that was her mom intuition kicking
in. Yeah, I was like, she thought, like, on her toes. She thought quick.
She thought really quick on that mm-hmm. one.
And she got her back.
She got her baby back because mm-hmm. the two cowards didn't want to deal with anything.
Exactly. And honestly, it's really sad when you're watching the video too, because she's talking about how, like, she was so close to this person that had the baby and was like, he was doing all the things that Landon had said to do.
Yeah.
He was like, she was like, dude, I, like, I love you. Like, you're like a brother to me. Like, why would you take
you
her? Why would you do
this? Her baby.
And
you
would take
Landon
her baby.
Landon snaps his fingers and says to do it.
And that's what she said he was doing.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's what makes it, like, so, there's so many different things. Like, she got a restraining order on him.
Uh-huh.
Because there was, like, you know, guns in the house.
Illegal, unregistered guns.
Uh-huh.
Registered guns. He had mm-hmm. taken the guns.
He had his
friends berate her and degrade her. Mm-hmm. While taking this stuff, I think the dude would rather have his child have nothing, so Shyla's hurt,
yeah,
than to provide for his child. It's insane. Like, the story is so real. It's real.
There's levels to it. Like,
but there
that,
are. It
insane.
Is so. It's deep, and I hope you guys take the time to watch it to support her in mm-hmm, this. Mm-hmm. I'm a follower of her. I'm a subscriber of her. Mm-hmm. I really like her. I think she's really strong, mm-hmm. and like I hope she gives herself credit for how strong she is for pulling her and her child away from this person, and not only doing that, having the power to speak out on such a huge platform. Look how many views.
Yes.
Speak out against these people who have threatened her in so many ways. It seems mm-hmm. dangerous to speak out and fight back a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, and I hope she knows how powerful and how many people are going to be touched that she did this.
We're proud of her. That's why we wanted to even talk about her in this episode, because like we wanted to just show our support as creators in the space mm-hmm. to her, because we know how hard that is, like to be able to do that, and like to just like upload that video and click.
Oh my God. And publish? Like to relive all of it. And the like trauma. To have to like go in your phone and look at these videos of you bawling your eyes out in the street fighting with these freaking people. Mm-hmm. Like I can't imagine what that was like to go relive all that and do that and to put it in a video to basically stand up for yourself. I do believe, I could be mistaken, but I think Landon was putting out his version.
He did before. And basically what he said, he was like, oh, it's so easy to get a restraining order. Like she's just being dramatic about it.
Oh, I'm sure, Landon.
But then she proves in her video that it's actually really hard to get a restraining order.
And the really fact hard that to she do. Was able to speaks volumes.
Of like what was actually going on. Like, she had to like do so much. She had to jump through hoops to get a partial restraining order. And so basically, she was basically debunking all of his lies.
Yes.
And further explaining what was actually going down. And it was crazy because even like the ring situation, for example, like mm-hmm. this whole ring where like he was going to propose to her, and it had like this custom ring that had SM on it for Shyla McBroom when she was going to be in McBroom. And he was like, I'm so devastated. I can't give her this ring. And like he made a whole video about it dedicated to it. And the comments were like literally like, oh my God, poor Landon. Like it was working. What he
Master
was doing was working.
Manipulator. Exactly. He's mm-hmm. used to it. He knows how to do it. He knows exactly how to do it.
But it turned out that it was like she showed proof of the brand deal. Like he actually was obligated to post about it. And she paid for the ring.
The whole.
I have
everything
no words.
About.
I have no words.
It's all a scam. Like everything is a scam. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a literal scam. And I'm so happy. Like honestly, I don't even know like if I would be able to like remember all that. And Same. She tells like her story very well and very mm-hmm. clear. And like there's
very calm.
Very calmly. And there is a lot. I see so much hurt though, but there's so much proof in the video that she adds in. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but it ends for me. I don't want to say the word happy, but for me, I felt so good because she has really figured him and his mother out.
The whole family.
She's figured out the whole family. Like mm-hmm. she is clear in the head. She knows what happened to her. She knows how these people are. She knows who these people are, and she knows what's wrong with these people. Mm-hmm. And she's learned to use those tools and fight it, because she was talking about at the end how she's really studied narcissism and mm-hmm. like she understands what happened to her when she got her. I don't want to say what she got herself into. My God, she was trying to fall in love and have a family.
Yeah, she wanted to work.
Getting yourself into something.
Yeah,
you know?
She wanted it to work.
But what it turned into, and like she's very well aware, and like I see like the healing in that mm-hmm. for her because of she went through it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can see that she's coming on the other side of it. Like she's
yes.
she's going through the dark and she sees the light now.
She sees the light and she's mm-hmm. getting to the other side. And I just know one day she's gonna find someone and be so happy and mm-hmm. she's gonna look back and just be, I'm sure she already looks back and is like what the
actual hell. It's sad because like she had this dream and it turned into a literal nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's so sad and it's devastating because she
didn't deserve that.
And she obviously was like told that she was like this like trying to be a sugar baby, and like Landon was the one that had all the money, but she was the one with the money and she was the one that was working and she was the one that was providing, because Landon had, of course, he had gotten cancer, which is horrible, but like she was doing
but
the
she
work
even broke down that situation. She broke it all down. More to mm-hmm. understand because the word cancer, and he did have cancer, but he is thrown around so loosely where this wasn't a death sentence for him.
Right.
It was never a death sentence. And it doesn't, mm-hmm. I understand you still get sick, but she really breaks down the ins and the outs of that situation.
And like what happened and how he treated her during.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. like her, him having the best care and it all. So it really brings an understanding to the situation. She did it all. She did it all.
And like that, like we just want to say, Shyla,
we're proud
love you,
of you.
And we're proud
we
of you.
We love you. We support you.
And we support you. And we want the best for you. And we hope that you continue to see the light and thrive.
Good things are coming. I can
absolutely
feel it.
I can feel it. When you're definitely authentic and honest and really put yourself out there in that way, the good things come your way.
The universe may sometimes, I feel like, make you think they're not, but you just be patient with it. Be patient because good things are coming for sure.
Yeah, we believe that.
People that have like these dark, deep intentions, sure, they get away with their shit all the time. They do. That's life. But the universe never sleeps.
Okay, the part that actually haunted me before we end, the part that really made me scream in the video is when she talked about how she knew it was over. When he was like, I want to be like my brother.
Oh, shit.
Because you know, I mean, this is my personal speculation now, is that I think that she was talking about how he wants to be in an open relationship. Because, like, Austin is known, like, being you know, quote unquote, to be like an open relationship.
Their relationship is open.
Right.
I'm like, girl.
Is that crazy? I literally was like, so that was my personal speculation. I was like, I wonder, is that what she means?
Yeah, maybe. Is that her
way of being like, what the fuck? I don't want to be in an open relationship.
And not that being an open relationship makes you a clown. I'm talking about all the 50 million other things.
It's everything else.
It's everything
else.
Maybe
everyone's relationship, you're going to make your own rules. But when it comes to everything else, that's the clownery.
Yeah. Well, if you're in a toxic relationship, I do encourage you to watch the video. Just because she really breaks down like how she was manipulated. And it's amazing. It is
amazing.
Like,
I mean, obviously you'll feel like, holy crap, like throughout it, you're gonna be freaking shook.
Yeah.
But you will feel this like sense of empowerment that comes inside you because it's like, oh my God, like
if you acknowledge how strong she is for the way she was able to sit there and do that, then you will definitely be empowered.
Absolutely. Go, Shyla. So before we get into our next mini rapid fire, let's take a quick little break.
We'll be right back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, So now we want to talk a little bit about Jenny 69 has debuted her first song. And Manny, what's it called?
Sola 69.
Sola 69.
You guys, okay.
I've never said a word so much. Tell me what that means, because that was my first question.
The 69. Soyla is like I am. So I am 69.
Sola 69.
So and then she goes into like soy la chingona de salió de Riverside. That is basically I am that bitch that came from Riverside.
Yes, queen.
I'm assuming chingona is bitch. I'm actually not exactly sure. Mm-hmm. Might need to check me in the comments. But it's basically like I'm the bitch from Riverside, da da da. And like at first when I first
leave Jenny alone.
When I first heard the clip, this is the thing. When I first heard the clip, I was like, oh, okay. So I was just like, I was very intrigued. Because I was like, this is something.
Yeah.
You know, it was something. I thought, but the thing is, this is the cool thing about Jenny.
Oh, God.
This is like what me and Lauren have actually talked about this multiple times.
We love Jenny.
We love Jenny because she is that bitch in person as she is online. Like, she's the same bitch. She's not like a fake ass person that's not going to be. Like, what you see with her is what you get.
She owns herself. She knows who she is. She owns herself. And she definitely knows how to laugh at herself. There are very few points where I watch her story and I don't laugh. Like, she is always up to something. Mm-hmm. She's always doing something. And she makes everything hilarious.
Absolutely. And honestly, I'm proud of her because she's a Latina female who has her own brand.
Yeah.
She has Batty B. And
Batty
B Lashes. I'm proud of her just on that end of it, and just in general, I'm proud of her. But now,
why did the song break the internet? It really did. Like,
it was trending number one on music for YouTube. Trending number one. Number one.
Girl, all these artists are out there quaking.
But it's because, I mean, the amount of like dislikes on that video compared
to
the
like dislikes.
Laura, it's so bad.
Why do people hate it?
Because I think that when you're listening to it, like for me, it's made a full circle. Cause at first when I heard it, I was like,
okay.
I was like, I don't know if this is like my jam necessarily. I love Jenny.
Jenny.
I can have my opinion, but like, I'm not necessarily like into the song.
Okay.
But see, for me, it went full circle cause now I'm singing it constantly. And so I'm like, what's happening here? Dude, it's almost infiltrated my mind.
The day that this thing ends up on the radio, I'm cranking it all. Oh, me too.
I'm literally
going to
be screaming. Because now when I hear it, I enjoy
69.
It.
Oh, yeah. I just want to dance.
Me too. Because at first I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I don't know if it's really necessarily
there was clearly the songstress a negative journey. There was a negative response. I feel like
there was a negative response.
Anytime a creator, regardless if they can sing or not,
comes out with a song.
Girl, the response is always so bad. Why is that? They don't want creators becoming singers.
I think a lot of them, because I don't think a lot of them think that they're talented.
Okay.
And because of how hard it is for actual recording artists.
Yeah.
Because you have followers so you can come out with a song and just, it'd be successful. But like recording artists, you know how hard it is for them to make it in a way in the industry, because it's like, dude, I don't have followers, but I have talent.
Listen, obviously a lot of auto-tune is used in a lot of different influencers' music, but it's not like that necessarily that song is going to be performed at the VMAs.
Right.
So I'm cool getting down with it. I think it's for fun, and maybe it'll go somewhere one day for them, and that could be even cool.
Absolutely.
But guys, just have fun with it.
Dude, when she goes, hey, that part is the part for me. That's the part for me that I literally scream. Like, I love it. Like, I'm at the point now where I love it.
Do you think we could get Jenny to come on the podcast and talk about it?
Love if she would come on the podcast.
Y'all, that episode would be a bop.
Let us know if you would like that, because that would be fucking sickening.
We need to text her.
And be like, yo, Jenny, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about Soyla?
Soyla 69. That's how we're going to close this episode.
Honestly, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Like, it's hilarious. Like, it really made a full circle for me.
It got negative, and now people love it. Like, it was really negative.
It's stuck in everyone's heads.
Everybody was angry. Everybody was like, oh, I hate it. This is the worst. And now, no one can stop singing it.
No one can stop singing Soyla.
69.
I am a 69. I am one now.
I am one.
I'm fully a 69. I wonder if she has, like, a name for her audience, because I'm one of them. I mean, like, we're fans of Jenny anyway. But like,
I wonder.
69ers?
I wonder.
Is that a team? That's real.
That's definitely a football team. That's
real. 69ers is real.
Why did they name the football team 69ers?
No, it's not 69ers. That's not real.
That sounds real. 49ers?
49ers. Okay. 69ers might. Yeah, maybe that's wrong.
It sounded right to
that
me.
That might be wrong, but it sounded right for a second. But we love you, Jenny. At the end of the day, we love you, and we love Soyla.
Shout out to you for putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And Jenny, listen to me. Soyla 69.
Laura's actually coming out with a song next.
I am. It's called Subscribe.
Mine's gonna be back in the browser filled.
That is whenever they're gonna have their breaking point. Is whenever I drop music, yeah. They're like, all right, like,
okay,
all right,
enough is enough and with these beauty influencers and music.
We've had it. That is gonna be the breaking point.
Officially, no, honestly, it's a bop at this point.
It's a freaking,
like, you can't play you now. I can't like hear without singing it and like actually wanting to hear
you guys.
It.
Go show Jenny some love on her. Go show her some love. Come on,
coming from full coverage. And let's get her on that fucking podcast.
Jenny, come on our podcast.
Let's get her on here.
Jenny, if you're listening. Jenny.
You know what's cool about Jenny, too, is that she, like, knows how to take a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what I love about her so much, because she literally was talking about, like, how her man was, like, oh, that's not good. On her stories. She said something, like, he was clowning her, and she was, like, laughing about it. And it's, like, she is, like, that bitch that, like, can take a joke. And I love that about her.
My favorite thing is when she goes on her stories, and she's full beat, like, mm-hmm. more beat than I am right now. I have a lot of makeup on right now. My lash is lifting. I'm panicking. But it's true. Mother,
it's fine.
It's true. I'm freaking out. I don't have lash glue. You never put on false lashes and leave the house. Lash glue. Like, that is such a rookie move.
It's actually a crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then she'll go work out in her garage like this.
Full beat.
I'm like, Jenny!
Like, she's just that bitch.
The ants.
Oh my God. We love Jenny's ants.
Jenny's ants. That's a brand.
I want Jenny to come out with a food brand and call them Jenny's ants.
I would buy it
like chamoy. Jenny's ants. Oh my God. It's so fucking funny. Yeah. Not ants around the rim. Yes. Lord, that's disgusting.
I'm obsessed.
But like, I love it.
It's okay. I have a skunk that comes in my backyard. True. We can do Laura Skunk. It was the other night.
I've been there. The other night. I didn't scare some fucking
videos. Hey, there's a skunk in your backyard. I'm like,
Laura
what?
Jolted like I've never seen.
Boy,
what?
I was ready to square up.
Because Boo is out there. So she's like, obviously don't want to get a spray.
I don't want to get my cat.
It looked like Boo. It was like Boo and him were together.
So there's a skunk that behind our house is like open.
They're together. Like, they love each other.
No, they don't. Bitch, the skunk sprayed my cat in the face. And it was the worst night of my entire life.
I remember you telling me
okay,
this, how bad it was.
One of the worst nights of my entire life. And
how bad it was. It was scarring
my
your,
house
like,
smelled like it for 2 weeks, but like faintly. And then my cat smelled like it, even though we did all the procedures
everything.
To get it out of her fur uh-huh. and like the Dawn dish soap and all the mixture you do. Mm-hmm. We did all of it. And I felt so bad my cat. She still smelled like it for 2 months. 2 months.
2 months?
2 months. 2 months. And cats clean themselves. But it
potent.
Sprayed her like in
the face, like right
on
here,
the face.
On peach, yeah.
So it was like this. So much pee.
I felt so bad for
or
her.
Whatever the that spray, stuff is they spray.
The
yeah.
concoction that's that acid in their body.
It is
body.
Made from hell. It's literally. The devil's piss.
The devil's juice.
And I can't live through that again. So
no.
I like want to swear.
Jolted.
I like try to chase the skunk is get. Watch it spray me.
No, I would, Laura, you can't. You got to be careful because if it sprays you,
girl,
I ain't coming
that's
over.
Gonna be a different conversation. Yeah.
Oh, that would be no. horrible.
Okay, so yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't know. We trailed off. We got trailed off so hard. But we are basically at the end of the day, we love you, Jenny, and we support you. And you come out with another bop.
You did. You did that.
We need you to come out with another one.
We need more.
Sola 69.
Yeah. We just harmonized.
We did.
Second. That was gorgeous.
Magical. Okay, next topic.
Okay, next thing.
Topic.
Oh my God.
Kylie
Swim. The disaster that it is.
Okay.
We need to talk about your TikTok because you made a TikTok about it specifically and it like blew up.
My TikTok blew up and then a bunch of magazine articles picked up my TikTok. Insider picked it up. I felt really cool.
You are cool though.
Not really, but
you have moments.
I have moments and this was
cool
one
moments.
Of them. So basically so everybody's like, why you order it if it's not good? I'm like, well, because I ordered it on launch day. Please.
And like, how are you supposed to know?
And I'm an idiot.
They're gonna know. How would they know?
How would they know? That's what I was gonna say. How would they know?
How would they know? They're gonna know.
But they knew.
Like, they can see your vagina through the fucking fabric. They're gonna know.
How would they know?
They're gonna see your lips.
That's how my vagina
uh-huh. Okay, that's how she talks. Great. She
okay,
seems sweet.
So I bought the stuff. It came in.
Also, can we talk about the price of it? Talk about what you paid for it, because
guys,
that's not okay.
Each swimsuit is $80, and if you go to bikini, the top's $40, the bottom's $40, so $80. Yeah, so that's like my biggest pet peeve. I think
is that normal for swimsuits? By the way, is that a normal price point?
It can be normal.
Okay,
because I've ordered from like Triangle Swim or Vogue, mm-hmm. any place like that. They do charge between $80 and $90 for
that
a swimsuit.
That seems so high for such a little amount of fabric.
It is too high.
Am I crazy?
Oh yeah,
like, that seems
the
crazy
markup
to me.
On that is like a ripoff. But the problem is, you get these in and you get like this cute little like fabric swim bag that they've okay. like made with like a zipper, and like you get the swimwear super nice. Like you can definitely, I would say, you can tell like a difference in it. It is like really nice swimwear with unique like triangle Kylie swimwear. Stuff. No.
Okay, I was like, wait, no. What do you mean?
Like triangle, all these expensive, like Revolve, like a lot of the fabrics like you can't buy at stores. Like it's all unique and like funky. Got it. Okay, so cool. You kind of like get like a specialty out of it.
Yes.
Now when this came in, it was like probably like it was like odd. It was like such a thin fabric, like so thin, and it wasn't double lined.
Shockingly thin. When I saw it,
like my nipples right through it.
I literally could. Mm-hmm. I saw it in the video when you did the try on, because you did the try on on your TikTok.
You see the outline.
And you can see the outline of your nipples.
Uh-huh. I was like back far from the camera, but you can really see them good in real life, and the cooch.
And like you have like the areolas the size of like a orange.
Manny likes to say I have pepperoni or like huge areolas.
Which he does it.
Yeah.
I've literally seen this. But you know what is your friends
next
like,
time I wear my Kylie Swim, you'll be able to see everything.
I'll see it. No, but it's like,
it's not realistic. Shocking. Like the swimwear is kind of crazy. It's like, and some people's were falling apart. I'll be honest, none of mine was falling apart. Like there were nothing was coming. It wasn't fraying, but a lot of mm-hmm. people's were fraying.
I saw the ones on TikTok. That's why I was like, I saw a ton of people reviewing it, and like the fraying, and I saw like the obviously not being double. I didn't know. Actually, I technically didn't know that swimsuits were supposed to be double lined for mm-hmm. like women, but I'm also not coming out the swim line. So I thought like I had to know these kind of things.
You know, I thought it was really weird that she dropped it in the fall. And I know some people are like, it's fall all around mm-hmm. the world, but you got to understand, you guys, this is a US based company mm-hmm. with an influencer that's from the US. So she has a majority US
audience.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I say it's weird. Now, if she did like an Australian launch for this, I would understand, but that's mm-hmm. not what this was. It was like an overall global launch. I don't even know what all countries she sells to.
I have no idea. But, not a clue.
I thought it was weird.
But I do think it's weird. I feel like the brand needs to make a statement about it now. We got to that point where like, okay, guys, like it's literally like become a viral meme at this point. Like that it's so bad and it's like a joke that literally like the fact that Shein has better quality for $12 swimsuits or whatever than Kylie's $80 ones is actually kind of a joke.
What do you think about her launching the swimmer line and a baby line basically
the same time?
Mm-hmm. Like literally.
I think that's weird actually. Why would you jump on your own launches?
In your world, like where would that ever make sense? Where would that logic make sense?
There's no world that makes sense in for me.
Do you think that she's so relevant that it truly doesn't fucking matter?
Maybe, and like maybe like the audience is so different and honed in on different things. Like for example, like she is catering to mommies and mommies to be for the Kylie skin, and maybe she's trying to cater to a different audience for the swimsuits. Like
so she's like, whatever.
She's like, okay, it's gonna be different audiences, or obviously it could be the same too, and they can be kind of go hand in hand. But maybe I feel like when you're launching a swimsuit line and you're launching a baby line, it's a different audience for both.
You know, anytime anyone launches anything, a lot, well, celebrity specifically, you hear the word cash grab getting thrown around. But mm-hmm. now on this launch, I heard that more than I had ever heard. Now that probably has to do with like the quality of it not being great. But I also think it has to do with launching so many brands at once.
But also like she's wearing her own stuff and like different, like she's worn it and like for her campaigns and stuff like that. And they obviously must not have been double lined. So does she not see an issue with like things showing through? Sometimes, and also why is the crotch so little?
The crotch part is a conundrum.
It's like the size of like my thumb.
Less
than my thumb.
I like don't understand what the crotch part is supposed to be.
Cause it's like then you saw like the normal, like you saw like other ones and they're like this big and like hers is like this big.
Yeah. It's
and
I'm like
do you have
inch.
To have the tiniest little baby puss to fit in that?
It's literally the tiniest. It's crazy. But like if you were to go swimming or like do anything, like everything's going to be moving around.
Right. Like any kind of like just walking, I'm sure would be like, oh.
Right.
It's like for literally her line is like meant for like photos and that's it. Like that's what it seems like to me.
Literally.
Not practicality.
Like, but that's an expensive swimsuit to only get to wear for photos.
That's whack as fuck.
Like
to
if
be honest
she would have charged like Shein prices for it, I probably wouldn't have even had an argument and it would have been like, I got what I paid for.
She would never sell for $12.
Exactly. But are you joking?
She would never do that. Even if she sold it for like 40, it would be more understanding. It'd still be shitty, but like it'd be more understandable.
At $80 It's not understandable.
No, it's like fucking highway robbery at that point when you have like shitty fraying.
Someone commented and told me her website said that it's like a micro thin fiber, and I didn't see that on the website, but I'm gonna like look again and see if I see that anywhere on her website where they claim that it's like the thinnest fabric. You know what's also a little...
Is that supposed to, like, is that what they wanted? They like, want it to be see-through? I'm confused.
I'm so confused. I also thought it was a little strange that you buy it off KylieJenner.com, not KylieSwim.com.
Oh, maybe that's already taken.
KylieSwim.com. Like the domain. Oh, they could definitely buy it from anyone.
They could. They totally could.
If the number's right, there's a price to everything.
Yeah, the price is right.
Yeah.
Come on down.
So, I don't know, but... That is that on Kylie Swim.
Yeah, honestly, I hope that they make what we want, like, as a resolution for them would definitely be like, hopefully they make a statement.
I hope they talk make about a little it, statement.
Or at least like fix, like at least double line. Even if they want to have the thin material, fine.
Yeah.
But double line it so that there's not like things coming apart.
I'm trying to read here just to see if there's anything that says, it says our micro fit. So it doesn't like tiny say fit. Anything doesn't sound like about it being transparent. So.
Our micro fit for our micro puss.
What is micro fit?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I've never even heard of such a thing. Like, is this supposed to be just like skin tight?
Sometimes I feel like though, like celebrities, like, and when they're endorsing things or like doing brands like this, I feel like they just are like, yeah, these are cute.
This is cool. Go.
I'll do the shoot.
Or like, do you know, I wonder too, sometimes I'm like, do you think that maybe her samples that she got, personal samples, are better made than what they did at Mass?
Oh, that
a mass
could
production
be.
You know, that could be really,
I don't
could
think
be a thing
that
too.
You can like blame this huge mess up launch on that, but
no,
I mean,
but I'm saying, I wonder if that's like
if your
part
name's
of it too.
On the brand, then you should know both.
Absolutely. You, know? Like, you should be send me the run samples.
Exactly.
And what I'm talking about, like, I know this sounds like kind of crazy, it probably sounds gibberish to people that have no idea what I'm talking about, but like, for example, like when you approve, like, let's say, at least in the makeup world, we're talking about makeup world, so when you get sent something, you get sent a product and like something that you've already approved, like, okay, I approve it, so now I want you to send me the mass version of it and like the huge vats that you make, and I want you to send it to me in the packaging too, so I can see that's the exact same thing
approval
I approved
along
first
the way.
It's approvals along the way, so I wonder if there's like an equivalent in the clothing world.
I'm
if
sure.
there are approvals throughout the way.
I'm sure
there has to be,
but maybe they plan for it to be this way, maybe they drop the ball. I just think maybe a little statement, a little something something, and then a revamp for launch number two.
Absolutely.
But honestly, they'll probably not say anything and they'll just keep rolling with it,
which is, but then people aren't gonna buy it as much. I don't
yeah
think.
I don't think so
I think
either.
it's gotten so big now
it
that
has.
I don't think people are gonna actually,
that's
I think
why I think it'd be good
they're
to
gonna
like
lose
say
money
something
from it.
Just like, hey, we hear your feedback,
totally,
you know, we're gonna do this and that.
Totally.
You ready for our last segment?
Yes! our little advice segment?
Yes, I got some advice.
Oh, okay. Give it to me.
Okay.
Give it to me good.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm actually going...
Give it to me.
...to the screenshot like section Danny, of my phone. It's a dark place that no one needs
I'm
to
I'm scared. I don't want to see screenshots.
All right.
You scare me.
So sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay, here's one. This one's kind of simple, but we'll start.
Okay, let's see.
Advice on setting boundaries for saying no. I always feel bad when I say no.
Oh my God, that's tough. Because I as a people pleaser myself, I know how hard the word no is to do.
Yeah.
What I did for what helped me was like, I started saying no to little things.
And then you built up.
And it helped me to say no to things that like really mattered.
Yeah.
So like, for example, like little, tiny little things that like didn't actually matter. I could just like, oh no. Like, and it's like even personal no's. Like I would give myself personal no's. Be like, oh, do I want to eat In-N-Out today? No. And so I think it's like kind of giving myself constant reminders of no's.
Yeah. I
that
feel
helped
like
me.
No's are definitely a mandatory thing in a happy life.
You have to.
They're mandatory. And someone told me this advice a long time ago. They said no is a full sentence. No, period. You don't always have to like over explain yourself, or you can be strong and you can say no and you can put a period at the end of it. And if some people can accept that, then that's on them. Because like there are situations where like I can't do something or don't want to do it, and I find myself in an email kind of typing
explain
out
why.
Explain
you're rationalizing
why.
It.
I'm rationalizing why. And I'm like, wait, no, it's not your business what I have going on this week. I can't do it, period. And then I'll delete the rest and be like, okay, I'm doing that thing again where I'm over explaining.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. I really can't. No, I just can't. I'm so sorry.
I do that too now. Like, I think that I definitely used to be a lot more rationalizing, or I would explain my no.
Explain my no.
And
like
I'm like,
so
I don't need
much.
To explain it to you. It's a no is no. I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you so much. And like, period. Like now, and I do a lot of, I do responses like that on emails, and they're like, oh, do you want to come to this thing? I'm like, no, I can't. Thank you so much though. I don't have to do it. Like, no, I can't because, you know, I have to take Zaya to the vet and do da 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 da. Like, I'm not explaining anything anymore. I'm like, it's no, like the end.
Right. I feel like my life is so much happier. I always like, I never regret saying no, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Like, I never regret saying it. Like, every time I say it and I look back, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy I said no. I said no to that. Agreed. Like, oh, thank God. Like, I never, I'm like, I mean, maybe like very, very rarely.
I'm sure it happens. It's not like it's like, yeah, I'm sure it definitely has happened before. You're like, fuck, I should have said yes to that.
But like 90% of the time.
Yeah. Like, it's the most of like, but it is hard. I get it. I would say just practice no's on like little things.
Build up.
It'll help build you up to do no's and bigger things.
No's become addicting though.
I know.
Once you get started, you just can't stop.
I would actually, when I was a baby, like one of my favorite words was no.
Oh my God, I love that for you.
And it was literally like my grandpa would be like, come here. And I'd be like, no. And I was literally like one of my, like maybe like my second,
oh
third
my
word.
God.
And so I would say no all the time, even though I didn't really technically mean it. I was just like, no.
That's so cute.
To everything.
I love it.
But you know, noses are great.
Nose are great.
Nose are great.
Use your nose. You want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
All right. How do I get over my husband kissing another woman? He says he doesn't want to lose me.
You should have thought of that before he kissed the other
That's
woman.
That's fucking right.
I don't want to lose you, but like, I kissed another woman.
Does your
like,
husband?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Does your husband understand why he kissed the other woman?
Yeah, we need to know why. Like, mm-hmm. what happened? Like, was it like, were you I'm not giving excuses, but like, there are like, obviously, like if you're inebriated, there's like, you know, a little more loosey goosey things happening. But like,
yeah, or like maybe he has insecurities. Maybe he's not fulfilled in his life. Like, why did he feel the need to cheat? Why did he cheat?
Though, I don't believe in cheating. Like, I'm anti-cheating through and through, yeah, always, constantly.
Me too.
And so for me, like,
I feel like it would, like, honestly, like once a person has cheated and you stay in that relationship,
the trust gets broken a little bit.
Change that relationship forever.
The thing is, like, when the plate gets shattered on the ground,
you can
glue it back together, but there's still the cracks in it.
Honestly, and I can't imagine, you know, being like married to someone and that happening, like the pain that would cause you. So I know being like, oh, well, don't trust them, leave, is like so much easier said than done.
Totally.
And not like a realistic, like, it is a realistic response, but it's like so harsh and just like not understanding. So I'm trying to be understanding and like, but honestly, for me, like, I wouldn't be able to trust again.
Totally.
So honestly, it's like, I don't want to encourage you to trust him again. Like, yeah. I don't want to sit on this episode and be like, you should totally trust him.
I mean, I think that too, like, if there's different routes you can go, you know, I think that when it comes to like, let's say if you're like, you know what, yes, I want to stay with him, then there's the idea of also like, you can go to couples counseling. That's a big thing.
Absolutely.
Too. Like, to instill trust again. And like, there's like, it honestly reminds me of like Sex and the City when Carrie kissed.
Oh yeah.
Her ex, yeah. Eden, because she wasn't fulfilled with Big at the time.
Exactly.
And so it was like, you almost have to kind of get to the root of what the issue is. Mm-hmm. And if you can get past that with counseling, whatever it might be, then, you know, maybe it can, you know, progress in the future and things could be fine. But I think that it just depends on what route you want to go.
Exactly. Like, what do you want to do in this situation?
Do you want to stay with him? Are you happy with him?
Yeah.
If you're happy with him and, you know, like the kiss happened, you're like, it's terrible and it's obviously disgusting. No one should be ever cheating. But like, you can't imagine, let's say, your life without him. Mm-hmm. Then is it worth working on? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you should work on it. So. It just depends though. It depends on what you want.
It's definitely a hard situation.
It is. It's really hard.
Well,
we wish you the luck, girl.
Girl, we wish you all the luck in the world. I hope that you find happiness.
We love you.
We love you.
That's it.
That is it, guys.
Episode 7 done.
We are done. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you're watching here on YouTube. And like.
And rate us, you guys. We would love some little ratings, a little couple 5 stars if you guys would like. If you guys are giving us 5 stars, we would love that.
Girl, and thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, by the way, we wanted to let you guys know.
Oh my God, thank God you remembered.
Okay, so podcast schedule. So we're going to be uploading on Fridays at noon for YouTube. That's Pacific Standard Time noon.
For our viewers who want to wait to watch it, 12 o'clock, around 12 p.m. PST.
And then guess what? It goes up at the in 3 a.m. in the morning on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts if you're just wanting to listen.
And if you don't want to wait.
You can, on your drive to work, it'll already be uploaded. So just type in FOO Full Coverage on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can listen to us.
Yeah, and if you want to wait to watch, then that'll come around 12 o'clock.
Yep, we will upload on Friday, every Friday. And thank you guys for being here.
Thank you guys. We love you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.